Well, Saudi-backed Bahraini regime forces intensified their brutal crackdown on anti-regime protests. Now, they are also continuing to desecrate religious sites across the Persian Gulf Sheikhdom. Now, this follows their failure to silence dissenting voices through killings, kidnappings, and torture.
Israel is not the only regime in the Middle East that has been denounced over its rights violations, including the desecration of holy sites. Now, contemporary historians are finding it easy to put the Bahraini regime at par with the Israeli one. Probably, Manama has outdone Tel Aviv when it comes to the number of rights violations in a limited period of time. For more than 2 months, the ruling Al-Khalifa dynasty has been trying to silence people's voices through heavy-handed tactics. Dozens of Bahrainis have been killed and hundreds of others have been detained or gone missing since anti-regime protests began in mid-February. Rights activists and senior clerics are among the detained, and several people have been tortured to death.
I've been receiving a lot of calls of threatening that I will be killed, my family will be killed. My family receives such calls and messages all the time. Yesterday early morning, my house was attacked. Again, I said, this is will not stop me of talking, will not have an end for me exposing the violation happening here and crimes committed against the humanity in this country.
Last month, Saudi Arabia sent troops and armored vehicles to help the regime in Manama quell opposition protests. This as Riyadh suspects that the ongoing revolution in Bahrain could spill across the border. The Saudi invasion has also been motivated by Riyadh's failure to put an end to growing dissent within its own borders. But anti-regime protests have continued across Bahrain despite the Saudi occupation. People continue to call for an end to authoritarian rule. Saudi-backed regime forces have also desecrated and destroyed religious sites across the country in an attempt to divide people along communal lines. In many cases, soldiers have attacked worshippers. The Al-Khalifa family has offered no explanation for why it's been attacking holy places, exactly what Israel has been doing to Palestinian sanctities for over 60 years. The U.S. and its allies have been tight-lipped on the situation in Bahrain so far. International rights groups have slammed Washington over what they call its double standards when it comes to its stances on pro-democracy protests in the Arab world. Meanwhile, as the Bahraini regime continues its brutal tactics, time will tell how long the unpopular Al-Khalifa family will manage to cling on to power.